That I will do. Call the meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation to order for what really might be the last meeting of this committee of the 123rd legislature. We thought that perhaps that was going to be the case when we met last, but I agree that it really will be the case now. Welcome the committee who is present. Also welcome those in attendance in the committee room and those who are listening. First thing first, I think we ought to make our introductions.
Good morning, my name is Ann Peoples and I represent S District 125, which is part of Westbrook.
Good morning, my name is George Hogan. I represent Overlunch Beach, District 132.
Good morning, I'm Jim Terrio and I represent District 2, which is St. John Valley and surrounding communities.
Good morning, I'm Doug Thomas. I represent the towns of Athens, Harmony, Ripley, Dexter, Garland, and Charleston, and I'm not going anywhere.
Good morning, I'm Bill Brown. I represent 58, which is Castle, Windsor, Battle of Gaston.
Good morning, I'm Representative Marie Marley. I represent part of Portland and King Island, Castlevania.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dennis Damon. I represent District 28 in the State Senate, and I'm pleased to be able to be the Senate Chair of this committee.
Good morning. I'm Christine Savage. Currently, for a few more days, I'm in Odessa, District 22, which is not Sunday. And I appreciate all the support from my committee over the last 10 years. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kim Rosen. I represent Buckford and Orange, District 40.
Good morning. I'm Ed Masaryk. I represent District 47, which is Rockland and part of our state.
Committee members, welcome all, and thanks for taking the time to attend this meeting. Audience, you will recognize that there are some committee member seats that are vacant. I suspect that committee members will join us later in the day, and also I likewise expect that some of the committee members who are present now may have to leave before the end of the day, and that's just because of legislative business and not because of how important we regard the items before us today. And with that, committee, I'll direct your attention to the agenda, the pink piece of paper on your desk. Also, their agenda is probably available to the public. We will start today with the issue on Sears Island, the planning initiative, the so-called conservation easement. We will then move at 11 o'clock to the Highway Fund structural gap analysis, and that will come to us through the courtesy of and Suzanne Roy, our legislative analyst in that regard. We will then move to the current and the upcoming budget situation, both the curtailment order that has come from the governor and the request by the executive branch to reduce the budget by 10% in the next biennium, and what effect that's going to have on our highway fund budget and the services that we provide. You see that we're scheduled to adjourn at 12:30, and I'd like to keep us to that schedule if we can. In addition to that agenda, which is on your table, you've had some other papers. Two that have my name on them, they have come to me via email from a concerned citizen. I have made copies, and you have them. One is entitled Members of the Transportation Committee and Interested Parties regarding the joint use of Sears Island, and the other is a Sears Island court proposal fundamentally misguided by Ms. Jody Spear. So you have those before you. Also, you have before you your expense voucher. Of course, fill that out and get it to the chairs before you leave. You have copies of, that were just handed out, copies of the final report and the recommendations for implementation of the Sears Island Planning Initiative Joint Use Planning Committee, a bound copy, which is essentially the negotiated conservation easement. And then another that you have is the Maine Department of Transportation Federal Umbrella Wetland Mitigation Bank Prospectus, dated November 12, 2008. We'll learn more about that as the morning goes forward. One other piece that has just come to us from the Secretary of State's office, it's a single sheet, it's entitled Specialty Plates. It's not part of any agenda that we have today, but it's an information piece only. It lists the plate type, whether it's the agriculture, the black bear, the loon, the lobster, the sportsman, the support crew, the humane, the breast cancer support, and the number of plates that have been sold. That's just as an informational piece. And finally, I was made aware of another piece that has come to us. Some of you have it and some of you don't. It's addressed to the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation regarding the proposed settlement of Sears Island Future. It is a unauthorized piece to be on your table, unauthorized in that it did not come through our clerk or the chair, and I have instructed the clerk to retrieve them, but she hasn't retrieved all of them. I don't know exactly who this is from. I see there is a name on the second page here, and I see there are other names on other pages within this document. It's probably that I don't know if this was distributed by a member of the audience. If it is, the member of the audience is unaware of the protocol of giving information to this committee or any legislative committee. It would always go through the analyst or the clerk and certainly be approved by the chairs before it is disseminated in this committee room. That's how it goes. So, having said all of that and recognizing that this was probably done in error, I will now instruct the clerk or the analyst, if you do have some of these, you can redistribute them, and members of the committee, you're free to do with them what you will. We have been joined by another member of the committee, and I would ask Senator Nyman if he would introduce himself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for my tardiness. I was meeting the constituent outside, and so I'll do that. But my name is Bill Diamond, Senate District 12. I suppose William Raymond Castle stands as well.
And certainly welcome. Thanks for coming. I want to move forward with the final report. You will recall that when we met last, we didn't have the final report. It wasn't entirely completed. I believe it is so now. We're going to hear from three different members of the Joint Use Planning Committee. Who have, that's why we don't have that seven yet, who have taken part in the process. I don't know what particular order it is. Who wants to go first? Does the town want to go first?
We can.
You can? Okay. We're going to hear from the town of Searsport. We'll then hear from a member of the conservation community. Who is that going to be? Dickinson, and a member of the transportation community who is also on the Joint Use Planning Commission committee, and that would be Mr. Grinrod of the Maine Montreal Atlantic Rail Service. So, without further ado, would someone from the town come up? If you just press that button and the light will come on.